This episode of the WDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at MagicalMaraDesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears made to order. Designing Minnie and Mickey ears is my hobby. Making ones that are actually comfortable to wear is my passion. Check them out at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host, Peter Ponocorvo. How are you, Pete?
Status quo.
Status quo. Okay, everyone that's listening knows what that means. We're good. Peter, we're joined by Tamara Spidell. Tamara, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Long time no see.
Exactly. We haven't heard from you ever in a long time. Okay.
Been forever.
Yeah. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today. Well, this is something we've never talked about. 200 shows, haven't ever talked about this. So a brand new topic today. But beforehand, you've got an interesting mix of good and bad in your life, Tamara. Let's talk about a little good and a little bad, huh?
Okay. Let's start with the good, I guess. So we are going on our very first cruise this weekend, and so we're really looking forward to cruising the Caribbean.
She's coming back to Florida again, folks.
This is just
the third time in 30 days.
Right? Tamara, is the boat called the Poseidon by any chance?
No, it's not, Chris. Okay. And I'm not going to watch that movie.
You've not seen the Poseidon Adventure?
No, and I clearly shouldn't right before a cruise either.
No, you shouldn't right before a cruise.
Okay, have you seen the movie Rogue Wave? No?
No.
Okay.
Well,
she's seen Titanic, but luckily she's going to the Caribbean and she doesn't have to worry about that. It's all the cruise movie she needs to see.
Pete, we have to say the word. She's seen the Titanic. Hashtag spoilers.
She's been harassed by Peacock pictures for the last 6 days.
I'm going to be off the grid, so I can't see any more of your darn Peacock pictures.
This poor woman's taken more abuse for Peacocks than any other person in the history of Facebook, and she's been a champ about it. But okay, cruise, we're jealous. Give us the bad news.
Which cruise line?
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean.
Okay, because if it was Norwegian, I was going to tell you, make sure your passport's in order, because apparently they stranded 2,400 people in Barcelona not too long ago by just canceling a cruise in the middle.
I did hear about that. We're good. We all have our passports. We're good. Ooh, we're good.
That's not good.
You know, I could think of a lot worse places to be stranded, though, than Barcelona. That sounds pretty nice to me.
Let's say you've already lost all your money in the casino on the ship, and you're cashless.
And you have one change of clothes.
Yeah, really. Right? It's like you're wearing what you got on.
You're a stinky hobo for several days. Very good.
Until you find a way to get out of the country.
She's cleaning up herself in the fountains.
You don't speak Spanish. You're like, please.
Yeah, no doubt. These beggars again. What's bad in your life, Tamara?
Well, I had a trip to the dentist today, and they discovered that I have a fractured tooth. But they weren't incredibly too worried about it because, you know, I mentioned, hey, so I'm kind of going on this cruise in a few days, and they're like, you're probably okay. Does it hurt right now? Because I had no idea. I was just there for a regular cleaning, and I'm like, yeah, you'll probably be fine. So I'm crossing my fingers that everything continues to go as great as it has to this point, and I don't feel any pain because I...
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, chew on the other side. Exactly.
Chew on the other side.
Pete, Tamara's dentist just said to her, you'll probably be okay traveling 3,500 miles to the Caribbean where they have sanitary dental conditions, of course, right? Because that's what they would have in these obscure islands, right?
Are Chris and
Pete your dentist?
Wait a minute. She's not going to a third world country. She's going to the Caribbean.
Have you been to the Caribbean?
I have.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it's not like they're stopping at the port of the sleepy guy on the beach.
So here's what I predict.
Going to go to like St. Thomas and
I predict that Tamara will consume more mushy food on this cruise than anybody else in the history of cruising. There'll be soup and pudding and that's it. That's it.
We do have the unlimited drink package, so I figure, I am feeling pain, I will
take care of it. She'll have plenty of anesthesia on board then. She's
nice. Nice. Okay, that could be worse, right? You could have had a complete crack, and then you could have crowns and root canals, right? Could be worse. Okay. That's jealous. How many days of the cruise, Tamara?
Well, like I said, this is our first one, and I'm a little apprehensive about not being able to see land. So we have four nights.
Four nights. Okay.
Four night, 5 day.
Okay. Yeah. Pete, I just want you to know Tamara Spidell spent more time in Florida this summer vacation than her actual home state. I just want you to know that right now.
Good for her.
Right? Unbelievable.
You should be so lucky.
Can I please get a Florida resident annual pass then? Can I change to that? It's a little cheaper.
Yeah. Peter, what's good in your life?
It's a little cheaper. It's not, ain't that much cheaper.
Give me one thing good, Pete. What do we got that's good?
Gas prices have gone down slightly over what they were last week. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
you bought the groceries, clothes are clean.
My life is normal now. Okay. Like, I don't get to go to the park every day.
Wait, I have a question, work, Pete.
I go home, I do my weekend stuff on my weekends. You know, I got to do laundry like everybody else.
Okay.
Did you get to see the 4th of July fireworks from your balcony, though?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. You're right, Tamara. He got to see everyone's fireworks from his balcony, apparently, when we watched.
Yeah, so no, that was kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, the amount of fireworks going on around me, just because they're legal here. They're not legal in Illinois. So, like, they go all out around here. Like,
oh, man.
Everybody has stuff.
A bunch of crazy Floridians with legal fireworks just going like mortar fire back and forth. I could just imagine. Oh, okay. Let me give you a little good in my life, and then we'll get right to the show.
Okay.
4th of July, I got Tyler Lee. I got Katrina Lee wanting to go for pizza. They're on Chicago. You're in Chicago for vacation. Yeah, so they said, where should we go? Okay, let's go to Lou's, right? Lou Malnati's. They don't take reservations at Lou Malnati's. What's that about? I don't know. So I said, let's go to our next best place. Let's go to Pizzeria Due, right? So we end up at Pizzeria Due, where we went, Tamara and Pete and I.
Yeah.
So here's my hesitation. 4th of July, if you're listening and you're not aware of what Chicago does, Navy Pier is one of the biggest tourist attractions. And there is
the word is trap. It's tourist traps.
It's true. Very true. Their fireworks show on the 4th of July is like one of the biggest in the country. It's enormous. And it attracts thousands and thousands and thousands of people into a very tiny space. And every year...
So is Epcot.
Yeah, no doubt. So is Florida. So there's always problems. Like, they can't get enough security. So there's always things like, there's trampling and there's like, there's a riot. So... my concern was, are we going to go down and meet for pizza? Is the traffic going to be psychotic? No, like 20 minutes, Pete, to get downtown with me driving, 20 minutes to get back home. It was a great experience. Tyler and Katrina are about as sweet in real life as you could possibly imagine. What great people. We had a great time. Kids were chowing down on pizza. Tyler did not like deep dish pizza. He said
I'm right there with you, Tyler.
He said it was too much dough, and I'm not a huge fan myself. But the thin pizza, he really enjoyed that. So Chicago thin crust pizza, he enjoyed. So
now, but here's what a lot of people don't seem to understand. We only get deep dish pizza in Chicago, like when we have people from out of town.
It's true. It's so true.
We eat thin. There's more thin crust eaten in Chicago than there is deep dish.
Yes, it's like a scam. All the tourists think we eat it all the time. Can we get deep dish pizza?
I mean, and we do eat it occasionally. I mean, it's like, it's not. Hey, it's Friday. It's Lent. We're Catholic. Well, I guess we're having cheese pizza. All right, call Malnati's or call Giordano's. It doesn't really work like that.
Yes. All right, so we've already sidetracked the show. We literally took people on a tour of a regular phone call of our life. Let's get back to the Disney part, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. So I want to talk about something that you both participated in just recently that I bet you 99.5% of our listening audience has never done before. Agreed?
Probably not. Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree.
And when I saw it, of course, my reaction was, oh, that's really nice. What I was really thinking, I can't say on the air right now because that would lose my rating. Okay. So let's talk about what happened. So who wants to dish it up? Who wants to talk? Well, ladies first. How about we go ladies first?
All right. Yeah.
There all you right.
Go. Tamara, so, what'd you guys do?
We, Pete and I have a mutual friend who had booked a VIP tour with a, for those of you familiar with the term plaid, which is a fancy VIP tour guide from Walt Disney World. Patrick. And this, yes, Patrick, he was awesome.
Patrick R. Plaid.
He was amazing. But yeah, so this friend had a tour and he invited Pete and Pete's wife and myself and my husband to go along. And you can't turn that down. And it was a gift. So we didn't have to pay for it, which was
thank goodness.
Okay. Well, hang on. You didn't have to pay for it. What does this tour cost, Pete, if you were to pay for this?
Well, minimum of 4 hours. And the cash price is $725 per hour, not including tip.
And then you can have up to 10 people on the tour.
Yes.
Okay. So $725, minimum of four hours. How long was your day?
7 hours.
A 7 hour tour. Okay.
We made Gilligan look like a sissy.
Yeah, no doubt.
3 hours.
Okay. So, nothing. So I guess I want to bypass some questions that I'm going to reserve for later, but my first question is, what does this even mean? So I've seen the video, right? We all watched the video on the Travel Channel or Discovery Channel where, like, the woman says, have you seen this one where she goes and she visits with a plaid and she's like, oh, I'll never do Disney without this again. And, like, the husband's like, yeah, great. I can't afford it anymore. I have to sell my kidney. Uh-huh. So
my husband said that. He goes, Brett said, if we could do it this way every time, he's like, yeah, I would have no problem coming to Walt Disney World. And then I told him how much it costs, and he was like, oh, maybe not.
No.
So what does this mean? What does a tour like this do? Tell us. What
you basically, you get rock star status in the park. I mean, back entry through Fast Pass, like not even waiting in Fast Pass.
Okay.
So, and the other nice thing, too, that was a huge time saver was, so for our particular tour, we chose to go to 3 of the 4 parks. We didn't hit all of them. But the really cool thing is that they take you backstage and you get so we had a big, you know, whatever, 15-passenger van that took us from, for example, backstage Magic Kingdom, drove us to Hollywood Studios, dropped us off actually backstage right by Rock and Roller Coaster. So you don't have to walk from the park entrance all the way to the back where all the headliners are. And so it's the travel time is nil. It's amazing.
Okay. So how did the day
start?
Not to
mention there's snacks and waters and...
Yeah.
I would hope. Yeah. I would hope for that money.
Well, especially when it was really hot.
It was hot, yeah. I mean, I think it was 96, 97 degrees that day.
Okay.
Without the heat index, I mean, it was toasty.
Start us off. Where'd you meet to gather? How did this begin?
Met at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Our meeting time was 2:00. So we met over by Tony's Town Square.
Okay.
Once the whole group was there, our plaid magically appeared. And he said, okay, what's everybody want to do? Where do we all want to go? And it was kind of, it wasn't as much like democratic, like, okay, who votes for this, who votes for that. It was kind of like, all right, this person wants to do this, this person wants to do that. We can do all of that.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that, you know, I shared that, hey, my husband is here on this tour too, and he's not a huge Disney fan, and our friend and then the tour guide were like, oh, we're going to change that. So they were really great about kind of helping to kind of cater some experiences to kind of get Brett covered in some pixie dust, and it kind of worked. So
okay, so there's no like history or facts or revealing information. This is pretty much like the super duper mega fast pass.
Pretty much.
To every attraction that you want. Was there food involved, lunch, dinner, is stuff like that, or no?
We had a late lunch, early dinner.
Okay.
That you don't get the fast pass.
Okay.
We did have to wait in line for our food. But I mean, if there is a fast pass for the attraction, you get to utilize it. I mean, and then like Rock and Roller Coaster, that we didn't even so utilize cool. fast pass. We went in through the exit. Like we got into the car
before it pulled around. Yeah.
Well, no, not before it pulled around.
We, you know where it drops you off.
Yeah.
You know,
like
when
that
you
red
arrived.
Carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
we got
where,
in there.
That's how we went in.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like a door, yeah, that goes back there. So we didn't get on the roller coaster at that point, but there's a door that basically shot you right to the front of the line for the actual queue to get onto the roller coaster.
Is theme park admission required to buy this?
Absolutely.
It is required. So
if you want to go to more than one park, you have to have a park hopper for it.
Okay. Yep. So this really benefits someone because I was thinking of just rough numbers. So correct me if I'm wrong. So we're talking, let's say it's $800 an hour. Okay, I know. What was it, $725, Pete, you said?
Yeah, something.
All right. So it's, like that, yeah. So it's $800 per hour with your tip. And let's say you've got 4 hours. So you're in the hole for $3,200. But you can invite up to 10 people.
Up to 10 people.
All right. So you're looking at, you know, $320 a person for 4 hours of crazy unlimited fast pass, which doesn't sound like a lot of time. But when you have to have an AP or a theme park ticket, I was going to say, if you don't, okay, actually, you know what? If you got 10 people that are all looking to splurge, that doesn't sound like completely crazy, unrealistic. But if you got to throw in park tickets, that many people have annual passes. I don't. I'd be like, oh man, I got $500 plus this, you know? So,
right.
Okay. So,
but the other thing you have to keep in mind, we went through three parks. The only headliner we didn't do at all three of those parks was Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it was the e-ticket attraction fast pass, and you did it in like warp speed.
Well, okay, so just a quick rundown. We met at Magic Kingdom. We went over to Studios. We rode Rock and Roller Coaster.
So did nothing at Magic Kingdom?
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet.
We circle back there. We had a strategy as to why we started and ended there.
Strategery. Very good. Okay.
Yes. Strategery. So very good. We walk in, hit Rock and Roller Coaster. We then go and do...
Midway Mania.
Slinky Dog.
We didn't do Alien Swirling Saucers, though. I don't know why we didn't do
nobody
that.
Nobody wanted to because we're not missing much. I've ridden it. It's a tilt-a-whirl with a spring instead of a wheel. It ain't that big a deal.
Are you allowed to brag and gloat and make comments as you're going on these rides?
No.
You don't have the opportunity.
Detect the sarcasm. Loud, yes, absolutely not. Like Wayne and Garth, you shine your badges in front of everybody.
It's funny that you say that, Chris, because I don't know if you want to wait, Pete, till we get to when we were at Animal Kingdom, but
well,
we did get
we
booed.
Back, so yeah, we did. Our group got booed.
Okay.
Basically, because our VIP group cut in front of another VIP group.
Okay. So you're at the studio still.
Patrick was like buddy with one of the guys and got us slid in first.
Tower of Terror. Did you do it?
No. Couldn't do Tower of Terror without... we could have, but we would have had to wait in the standard line.
Okay.
Because of a refurb going on, they didn't have their backdoor access they normally did.
Gotcha.
And that whole week, that ride was breaking down. Like, we ended up losing two fast passes the week that... Because I was there that whole week. Tower of Terror was a mess that week. I don't know if it was just because of the refurb or what, but it was...
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
So then after Studios was... That was the last week, did it? Oh, then we did Star Tours, too.
We did Star Tours. Mm-hmm.
And then we headed out.
Yep. Went to Animal Kingdom. And so here's the thing.
Where'd the van pick you up?
Backstage at...
Rock and Roller
back
Coaster.
Over by Roller Coaster.
Okay.
Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror.
Very good.
And here's what I will say, Chris, when you asked about like the history or the facts. So when we were driving backstage from park to park, our tour guide Patrick would share really cool tidbits, or he would point things out to us that you wouldn't necessarily have noticed that way. So there was a little bit of that built into it, but it wasn't the purpose.
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were going down into the utilidors or anything like that. This was more of a do everything and anything you want to do.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we left studios and went over to Animal Kingdom. They dropped us off backstage right outside of Pandora.
Okay.
It was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, basically, where we walked in, we were at the back of Tiffin's, and then we were in Pandora.
Okay. Really cool.
We hit Navi River.
Navi, mm-hmm.
Went on Flight of Passage. Basically just walked in the Flight of Passage.
Okay.
Went and ate at Satuli Canteen and went back and rode Flight of Passage again.
Wow. So people are literally listening right now and they're like, this is really cool. I'll never obtain this. But actually, you know what the numbers, if you have
anybody AP, can do this.
Okay, you can do this.
Like you if you have the financial means, anybody mm-hmm. can book this. It's not AP only, it's not resident only, it's not
You DVC. Don't have to have a monocle.
Yeah, you don't have to have a DVC. You don't have to be Club 33. Anybody can do this.
Okay.
They just have to book it.
They just have to book it. So, I mean, I've done some pretty crazy things with my family, and I've laid out a lot of cash for just experiences for my family. So this would be one of, if you had 9 buddies, and you were like, you know what?
Yeah.
Tamara, how many years have you been married, Tamara? Can I ask?
It will be 19 next month.
Okay, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary. Pete, how many years have you been married?
October 1st will be 20 years for me as well.
Very good. So we're all relatively close in that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, something like that was like your 25th anniversary. You might have your parents come with you. You might have your, and you said, you know what? Heck with it. For $3,000, $4,000, mm-hmm. that's it. I'm dropping it. Let's just have the day of our days, you know? And so it's not backbreaking money, but it's backbending money for sure. So,
yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Back to Animal Kingdom.
So,
I'm sorry.
Lunch, and late lunch, then back to Flight of Passage again.
Where'd you eat?
Satuli Canteen.
Okay.
Yeah, and we kind of discussed whether or not we wanted to hit Expedition Everest or not, and we decided we'd rather do Flight of Passage again.
Because there were a couple people in the group that had never been on flight.
Yeah.
Okay. Was Satuli Canteen required, guys?
We could have eaten anywhere we wanted.
Anywhere.
No, and we paid for our food there. That was not included in the cost.
Food was on your own. You got whatever you wanted.
Gotcha. Okay.
They had little snacks for us at one of the drop-off points of similar to if you've been to the DVC lounge, you know, like a bag of chips or crackers
Skittles,
or something, and
chips, crackers, Starburst, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what did Brett waters. Think? What did Brett think of Flight of Passage? Because so if you're listening right now, Tamara's husband Brett is a vacation guy, but Disney is not his jam. So, but he happened to marry Tamara Spidell or Tamara, and Disney is in fact her jam. So she's been trying very hard for more than 19 years to convert him. So this was going to be a good experience for it. So. Give it to
us. Yes, and I would say we've made some progress. So Flight of Passage, he loves that ride so much so that I think it was maybe our last full day there. We we were there with another couple at some part of this trip too, and we went to Tiffin's for dinner, and I was like, okay, do you want to go get in line for Flight of Passage just like kind of right before the park closes? And so we did, and my friends ended up leaving because they were like, we really don't want to wait. So they actually left the line, and I looked at Brett, and I was like, do you want to go with them? And he's like, no, I'm staying. We're going to do this
good.
Again. So he waited 70 minutes for it. Ooh. At one point. So I know. And that was the third time he rode it. So you know he really liked it if he chose to wait that long.
When you're leaving at that time, you're getting to walk through a basically empty Pandora, which is an experience all of its own.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Good.
Yeah, it was great.
Good. Mm-hmm. In all seriousness, good. Because you know what? Sometimes that Disney doesn't make the connection with people for whatever reason. You know, they could be Disneyed out. They could just be like, this is not for me. So even to absorb just a little bit, you know, all you need is a spark. You know, you just need a spark. So look at that impish, devilish smile on you right now. So, okay, very good. Okay, so you're done with Animal Kingdom at this point, Pete?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we chose to do flight a second time, we skipped Everest. At this point, it was getting a little on in time.
Mm-hmm. So I remember. Did we remember if we went, like we walked somewhere else in Animal Kingdom that we were? We'd rather go back to Magic Kingdom and ride more rides before the fireworks. I can't remember.
No, I don't think we did. We just kind of walked back. I think there were a couple of bathroom usages.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we went back to the van and headed over to Magic Kingdom.
Okay. So you're at Magic Kingdom. What time is it now? It's probably, what, 2? It's probably 7 o'clock, 7:30, somewhere around there?
6:30-ish?
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Between 6 and 6:30, I think.
How'd you round out the day at Magic Kingdom? And what day of the week was this, guys? Can I ask that?
This was a Thursday.
It's available 7 days a week?
I think so.
I believe so.
Any time of the day you could book this at? Morning or afternoon? Or was 2 the only option?
You can. The person that set ours up intentionally chose an afternoon start.
This is our strategy.
And we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
There was a reason to get that afternoon start.
Great.
So we got back to Magic Kingdom. We hit what? We hit...
Oh my gosh, we did Space Mountain.
Thunder.
We did Buzz Lightyear. That one was kind of fun because that one we did go through the exit and get on the little cars before they went
up to the standard area.
Okay, cool.
So we pulled up, the cars pulled up and we're already sitting there and the people in line are like, who the heck are these jamokes like in my car? That's my turn. Yeah.
Please tell me someone was wearing a WW Review t-shirt at this point. I'm just wondering. No, I know.
No.
Okay, it's okay.
All of mine are dark colors, and it was hot, man.
Okay.
I thought about it, but I was like, I don't want heat stroke today.
All right.
So we did Space, Thunder, Buzz.
We did Haunted Mansion through the exit.
Mansion through the exit.
Ish. Well,
we went through the exit to get into the stretching room.
Yeah. So we were backstage in a cast member area.
Cool.
And that was themed too. That was really, I was surprised. I thought that was cool.
I learned about that on my Keys to the Kingdom tour a couple weeks ago on my first trip to Disney World this summer.
That the cast member area of the Haunted Mansion is themed.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
We hit Seven Dwarves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We did not do Pirates.
Probably didn't need to at the time of the night anyways. You probably could have walked right on it. Most of the time,
I'm trying to think of what else we hit at King MK. I think that was it.
I think that's it.
Okay,
because then we
then we were getting close to our time for our special VIP viewing area for Happily Ever After.
Okay, where is this at?
That's the big fireworks show in front of the castle, Chris.
That's not what he's asking.
All right. All right, so now that we've cleared that mystery up for everyone, Peter, where would be the viewing area?
The viewing area is in the hub.
Okay.
There is a roped-off area that was for us and any other VIP tour groups.
And it's kind of a little bit to the side. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but where we were, there's this really cool thing that happens at the very end with
Tinkerbell.
And we were in the perfect spot.
She kind of flew basically right adjacent to us over our heads.
Okay. Really cool. Okay. And then once that was over, was that the arbitrary stop time or had you booked?
Actually, 9 o'clock was the stop time.
Okay.
And our
fireworks are at 9:15, I think, that night.
So basically, they put us into the VIP viewing area and then. We got a picture with the group, and that was it. Patrick kind of
and you never saw Patrick again. He disappeared, right?
He kind of. I mean, he hung around for a little while.
Yeah, There were some other plaids that were in there to kind of help. And it was kind of interesting because, I don't know if you saw this, Pete, but one of them, I mean, they kind of were acting like incredibly polite bouncers in that area because people were trying to sneak into that area all over the place. And they were like, sorry, this is VIP viewing area. We're like, yeah, VIP viewing area. Shoo, shoo, peasant, you know.
Be gone with you.
Okay. So someone had to stay to kind of control the masses in the VIP area at that point, correct?
Well, it was
more to
them.
Just kind of keep people out so the people that were in the VIP viewing area, their view wasn't obstructed. They had room. Like, there were people, like, sitting on the ground.
Oh, yeah. We had tons.
And nobody was concerned with getting stepped on. Like, there was plenty of room for people to stand or move around a little bit.
Lots of room for activities.
Okay, very, very good. So I could safely say that right now, you guys have never been more disliked than you are right now.
Probably
by our listening
not.
Audience. I just want you to know that as we're all like, we're the ones getting trampled on. But yeah, you guys are, oh, this is space. We have room for activities in our area. Yeah. Very good.
We could stretch out. It was lovely.
Wow. Okay.
Now, we still had to fight the crowds leaving Magic Kingdom.
Oh, and they made sure they got on you guys.
I think
we hung out there for a while.
Yeah, from the time we left, and Missy and I hung out for a little bit before, like we tried to hang back a little bit. I think it took the better part of an hour and a half for us to get to the car at TTC.
Ew.
You know what?
It took us 45 minutes. After getting to the line for the ferry to get onto the ferry.
How fitting that we talked
this
about
this. This was very unnatural at that point of the day.
For
like,
sure.
I'm like,
what are these people?
I'm supposed to just get driven to my car.
Excuse me. Where's my private transport?
How fitting that we talked about the movie Titanic at the beginning of the show and we're talking about this right now.
I'm talking about the ferry.
Because I'm having images of like the Astors and everyone waiting and trying to sneak into the boats, and here's Pete and Tamara. What? Oh, I can't even draw the connection.
Well, you guys went back to your resort, but you had extra magic hours that night, if I remember.
Yeah, we didn't really
so
stay a whole lot
you could hang out
longer.
After.
Yeah, we probably, what did we do? I think we just kind of walked through the Emporium and did some window shopping, but we really didn't hang out. We kind of went, his dogs were barking. He's like, my feet are tired.
I imagine.
It was a 7-hour tour, and I think when I got to Magic Kingdom, I was at like a couple thousand steps.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we were done, I was at like 16,000 steps.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let me gauge, is this accurate? I mean, you guys are probably moving at not like a frantic pace, but definitely an aggressive pace because like you're on the clock and you're moving.
No.
Or is it slow? Really?
No, we were all kind of talking to each other because Missy and I and Tamara and Brett, we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew the person that set everything up, but we didn't know some of the other people that were in the group. So we were kind of, you know, socializing with them and, you know, getting to know them a little bit because you're in a band with them and hanging out with them for 7 hours.
Sure.
So, you know,
if you had
opposite political views.
Oh, no doubt.
Beginning is a good time to know.
No doubt. If you had 10 hours on this tour, is it conceivable you could ride every attraction in the parks?
Probably.
So if you wanted to bring nine of your buddies, could you do every attraction?
I don't know about all of the attractions, but you could hit all of the headliner attractions easily.
In all four parks.
In all four parks.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You would have one exhausted cast member escorting you guys to
them. When we stopped for our dinner, lunch, whatever you want to call it. I spent some time talking to our tour guide and asking him kind of about it. And he was telling some really fun stories about some of the crazy tours that he's done. And, you know, just, he loves his job. How could you not? Unless you have really obnoxious people, which
you
I'm sure there have been
get
a few.
To make the most magic for people.
Yeah. And you get to go. I mean, we wanted him to go on the rides with us and everything too. So, you know, he gets to play and have fun. And,
Did he go on the rides with you guys?
Oh, yeah. As long as there was a seat open, he would ride with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so here's what I have to think about that. Yes, this was a magical day for you. I bet you he does deal with some really demanding, obnoxious people. Based upon what kind of what I do for a living, I know how a certain kind of person could be really demanding.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I imagine no matter how easy it is to hand somebody and say, here, look at the best day of your life at Walt Disney World. But it's not going to quite be enough unless it just involves this, which he may not be able to obtain. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean,
like a whole family
if he,
of
if
like.
He really, if you look at it from a standpoint of, he will do whatever he can to make it as memorable an experience as possible for you. And keep in mind, he's still one person, and he is not high on the food chain as far as the company goes.
Yeah.
You know. But he will do anything he could to make sure you had a good time. He was telling, I think you were sitting by us when he was telling us about the group that he had where there was like five toddlers.
Yes.
And the parents literally was like attraction, beer break. Attraction,
oh, the beer break. It was attraction, beer,
attraction,
bathroom.
Beer, bathroom. Attraction, beer, bathroom. And like, he's like, they only wrote like five things.
I could imagine that parent was like, hey, listen, I'm going to go for a beer. You watch these kids. That's worth my time. Just take these kids off my hands for a few hours. Okay.
But he's like, I guess he told the people like, hey, look, if that's how you want to run this tour, that's fine. But just understand, like, you're not going to get on a lot of stuff if we continually stop at every other bathroom and stop at every beer stand.
And they didn't
They're like,
care.
It's fine. This is how we want to enjoy our
discretionary
day.
Income, right. Folks. Discretionary income. Kidding. Right?
Yeah. He did tell a story. And the thing about him, too, was he never said anything negative about any tour, any person he's ever worked with.
Gotcha.
You know, so he did share, you know, like this particular story that Pete shared. And then he did say that one time he had a family that had kids too, and you know, like they had the 7 hours and they wanted to go back to the room and take a nap, and that's within your 7 hours, and they're
you're on the clock.
So I said, what did you do? Did you just sit there and like watch them sleep? Or and he's like, yeah, they went to the room and took a nap, and he's like, I grabbed some food in the quick service and they texted me when they were ready to go again, and like, okay, I can't imagine. I mean, I would want to get
imagine
a
paying $700
sweet cat's pajamas. That's an expensive nap, right? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well,
that's crazy.
Craziness. Yeah. Craziness. Okay. So tell me, this was a really unique experience, and I know it's something we can consider doing for a special occasion, right? At this point, did he tell you, like, common? I mean, is this booked up all the time? Yes. Okay. So, yeah. I mean,
what did he say? Like, New Year's Eve last year or Christmas last year, they had like 42 tours going at one time.
Oh my.
And they're expecting it to get crazy ridiculous once it's only gonna get busier. In Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
Wow, the demand is there. So for the big fish, you know, it's for the whales in the casino that would come in, and the high stakes gamblers. This is it. This is what it is. Those are the whales that come in.
I mean, that's kind of what this is.
You know, and you
the difference is you're not going to get it comped.
Yeah, no doubt. You're not going to get the buffet for free in the free room. So okay, very good. So give us some last thoughts here on this, Tamara, if you would. Well, give us like, I don't even want to say three words because it's like, you know, don't say that, but like summarize this in your mind. Tell us what you could like leave us with a couple sentences. And you too, Peter, with this, because this is a unique experience. I mean, I don't think I'll ever do this in my life, and neither will almost all the listeners. So, you know,
I think for me, because I was with my husband and I just wanted him to get a little experience of what that magical feeling is of Walt Disney World. Like, it was totally worth it. And, you know, now that I know about it, like maybe I would consider paying it, because I feel like had I paid that money for it, I think I got my bang for my buck, because my husband is now, wait till you hear this, you guys, we get home and we have this whiteboard in the kitchen, and I'm like looking, I'll have to text you a picture because I took a picture of it, because I was like, what is this? He has sketched out next time we go to Walt Disney World, will, like, he sketched out, like, park one in the morning and then pool break. Like, he is starting to make
a plan. Wow.
He's turning into a planner.
Wow.
Well,
a Disney planner?
I think the purpose of that is, like, to show me, look at this big block of time I have planned for pool and downtime. But yes,
But he's willing to go into the parks now.
Yeah. See, Pete, so it's totally worth it.
Pete, you know what? You're even missing this part. He wrote down the next time I'm going to Walt Disney World. You know what I'm saying? So there is a next time going to Walt Disney World. So
he may be crashing the October girls trip.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
we shall
cool.
see.
Really cool.
Okay.
All right, Peter. So give me a couple sentences.
I'm usually crashing the October girls trip too. So you know what?
Okay. He's got a buddy.
I think
now.
He'll like having another guy around. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, give us some final thoughts here, buddy.
You know, the experience that I had was incredible. Mm-hmm. The experience I had with the people I had it with made it even better.
Okay.
You know, my wife was there, Tamara was there, Brett was there, our mutual friend was there. I met a couple of other people that I will probably see again.
Okay.
Probably because they work at a place that I would like to go to.
Okay.
And there were two people from Trader Sam's that were on the tour with us.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
And they're bartenders. So they're good people to be friends with.
Okay.
And they were also super nice.
Yes, they
finally,
were.
Finally, I can get my Nautilus. Yeah. Finally. Thank you, Peter. Okay, very good.
To paraphrase comic book guy, best day ever.
Okay. Good, solid ending. Good. Okay, so if anyone has any questions on this, and it's not like your questions could necessarily like lead them to buy that tour, but if you've got questions, don't ask me. Ask Peter and ask Tamara.
Chris will make up an answer, but then you can just ask one of us.
It'll be really detailed. I'll make up a really good answer, but it won't be accurate, but it'll be really detailed. Don't worry. So, how do they reach you, Pete? How do they reach you, Tamara? Give us the best way, because this is there may be questions people are going to have for this one.
You can find us on Edcot.
All the time, yep.
Yeah. The Dubs page, you know, I have my Facebook page under my name. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. The show's on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
And Facebook and MySpace and, you know, Etsy and Pinterest. I don't know. I'm sure that we have something somewhere and all of that stuff. But
if you're like
that's
me,
all Chris.
I know. I've been watching your account too, Pete. I've watched mine, everyone's account. We participate way more. If you judge our Facebook profiles by our simple public Facebook profiles, like I participate like 3% in my public page.
Oh yeah.
If you join, there's a completely different version of the world. It's like the upside down, but it's in Edcot, you know? So join our group. I promise you, you're going to scratch your head and say, what the, when you join that group. So, and it's a good way.
It's the best group ever.
Tamara, how about you? How could they ask you questions and where can they reach you?
Same thing. So I'm always lurking around on Edcot, just like you. I spend more time on Edcot than I do my own personal Facebook page. You can also find me on Twitter at Magic Mara Design or WDW Photog. And, you know, you can visit my shop at www.magicalmaradesigns.com.
Very good. Okay, so anything else to cover, guys, before we go and we put this show out and people say, yeah, that was really cool. I hate you guys. So anything like that? No? No? Anything?
Don't hate us.
Don't hate us.
This is not something that we did.
Hit the game, not the player.
What an awesome special experience.
We were lucky enough to be invited by a very generous mutual friend of ours. And I mean, honestly, I would never get to experience that otherwise.
Okay.
So,
I don't want people to think you're the only one with special things. I just want you guys to know that I went to a thrift store yesterday and I bought for 99 cents, a Disney MGM Studios mug in near perfect condition. So take some of that, special VIPs. I just want you to know.
That's good stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for downloading and listening. If you have any questions, reach out to Peter, reach out to Tamara. If you have any questions for us, please do. Give us a review. Go to your iTunes page, find out how to leave us a review. Go to Stitcher, go to wherever you can download your podcast. There'll be a review part, and please give us a review. We'd appreciate that. So for my buddy Peter, for my buddy Tamara, we'd like to thank you. Have a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.